This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Edinburgh International Festival is taking place from the 1st to the 25th of August, and this year's theme is The Truth We Seek. They have 9 audio-described shows across opera, dance and theatre, as well as a programme of music and talks. We're joined today by Access Manager Callum Madge to learn more. Hi Callum, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you give us an overview to the Edinburgh International Festival?
So we are the Edinburgh International Festival, and we like to bill ourselves as the one that started it all. So some people may not have heard of the International Festival, but most people have heard of the Edinburgh Fringe. We sort of call ourselves sister festivals. The International Festival was started and the same year that the Fringe was started, but the Fringe kind of was born out of the International Festival. So they were started in the same year and operate within, there's now sort of 10 festivals that happen across the whole year, with I think 6 of them happening within August. So we are a programme of more large scale work, so your kind of operas and classical music and ballets and theatres, scale that most of the Fringe is not that size.
And how did you choose this year's theme of The Truth We Seek?
Well, our themes are chosen by our artistic director, Nicola Benedetti, who's a violinist. And I think as a kind of artist and a creative in that role, she's really interested in the role that the creative industries and art, the role it plays within society. And one of the bigger social issues of the last few years has been, as some leaders might put it, fake news. And I think Nikki is really interested in how the art that we consume can play a role in sort of understanding the facts and sort of not so facts that are banded around in public discourse, and how the creative industries and arts and all of that kind of stuff can create a window through misinformation into trying to find the truth.
Yeah, and it's really important that everyone is able to access the messages that art convey and the beauty of different types of art. And you have an Access Pass membership scheme to enable blind and partially sighted people and other disabled audiences to attend. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an Access Pass. It does a number of things. It was kind of born out of a desire to enable wheelchair users to be able to book online, because this is not something that necessarily all venues or attractions are able to do. So it was born out of the idea of bringing equity to the online booking process. And now we sort of see it as a system where basically if someone signs up to the membership, which is absolutely free and can be done online through a form, or if that form's not accessible to you, you can phone up our box office and they'll kind of fill out the form for you over the phone. But it collects your access requirement information. So, you know, whether you're a wheelchair user or whether you are blind or partially sighted or whatever. And it collects the kind of the nuance within that as well. So you might say that this person has a dog that they need to bring into the auditorium or whatever that kind of level of information is. And it stores that on your account so that you only need to fill in that information once. And then the next time when you try and book a ticket, whether that's online or over the phone or in person, that information is in your account, and the box office staff and the venue staff will be able to understand that. And that's really useful, because for the Access Pass members, we have seats reserved in every single performance that are specifically reserved for Access Pass members, which means that when shows sell out, when we have got a number of shows that are sold out already this year, if you are a little bit slower booking, that there will be seats that are specifically for you. So they might be seats for that get a good reception for the audio description headsets, but they also, what we've done this year is expand the kind of level of accessible seating to include things like aisle seats and seats with additional legroom, or seats near an exit. So there are a number of those seats in every single performance across all of our different venues, which are reserved, so that if you join the Access Pass, you can then go, oh great, I know that I need a seat with additional legroom for whatever reason, and that there will be some reserve. You know, now they might get sold. We're now at sort of 1,200 members or so. So there are chances that those accessible seatings also do get sold. But it's a way of trying to allow for people who can only sit in very specific seats or who have access requirements, it's a way of making sure that those people have access to seats for a little bit longer.
And can you give us some of the highlights of the audio described performances in this year's festival?
This year we've got one main stage opera, and then we've got Book of Mountains, which is, it is an opera, but it's not quite the same. But we've got Orpheus and Eurydice, which is really cool. It's a co-production between Opera Queensland, so from Australia, and the circus company Circa. And so you've got all of this like incredible acrobats who are, you know, doing human pyramids and things in the background while people are climbing up, and all these bodies doing these incredible shapes and incredible things while there's professional opera singers are going to be in front. So I think that's going to be quite an exciting. So you'll have some really nice music, professional opera singers, a full orchestra, and sort of really incredible visuals, which will be described on the 16th of August. There is also the Dan Dore show. Now, this is going to be the final few performances of this show. So if it sounds interesting, that you do really need to see it at this festival. But Dan Dore is a disabled dancer, theatre maker, and the show is about his experience of being a disabled man and having sort of sexual desires in the way that we all do, but how disabled people are often kind of desexualized within society, and how he kind of grapples with that, and how he kind of really takes ownership of his own sort of sexuality, and in his case a kind of queerness within his own sexuality and sexual desires. But it's a really interesting show. It is audio described on the 4th of August, but there is a whole wraparound set of access which Dan Dore, the whole kind of company, and his producer have a really fastidious eye to access, and every single performance is relaxed, and they really kind of encourage creating an accessible environment for anybody to be able to attend. So it's an incredible show. We've got a brand new ballet from Scottish Ballet, which is Mary Queen of Scots. We've got a puppetry version of Faust, but set in South Africa, kind of on safari. And but the puppets are done by the team who did Warhorse and Little Amal, who during the kind of time when COP was in Glasgow. So the really incredible puppets. And then we also have a couple of dance pieces or physical theatre pieces by, there's one called Figures in Extinction, which is a co-production between Netherlands Dance Theatre and a company called Complicité. And it's got some incredible bits of movement. It's dance. There is a kind of dialogue played over the speakers in which the dancers are moving to. So they're not saying any lines, but it kind of looks like they are. And so you have a story that is being played through the dialogue, while also you have this really incredible choreography happening also on stage. Or I could go on and on. Do go and check out the website if you want to go and see any more of the AD performances we have on.
And which of the shows will have touch tours?
So all of our AD performances this year have a touch tour, apart from one. So we have one show in the programme, which is called Cutting the Tightrope, which is actually a programme of 13 short plays. And so because it's so many short plays, and because they're short plays, they're kind of much more what we would call a scratch performance. So it's a bit more rough and ready. It's not got a fancy set or anything, because it's all these different short plays, which has kind of felt that it wasn't really suited to doing a touch tour. But all of the other shows in the programme have a touch tour, and you can book them. Most of the shows, they're an hour before the start time of the audio described performance. There's a couple like Orpheus and Eurydice and Make It Happen. Mary Queen of Scots, that are an hour and a half beforehand, just because the venues that they're in are slightly bigger, and it's to allow for time to move around the venue and get backstage. But yeah, all of the information is on the website. And if you want to book a touch tour, it's absolutely free, but you do need to be a member of the Access Pass to be able to book it. But again, that's also free to join.
And where can people apply for an Access Pass and learn more?
The website address is www.eif.co.uk. And if you want to kind of jump specifically to all of our access information, kind of easy to do that from the homepage. But if you wanted to go straight there, you can just do eif.co.uk/access. And that will take you all the information about the Access Pass, about the different audio described performances. We've also got links to all the access information about the venues, you know, about kind of parking information at the venues, whether there's good taxi drop-offs outside the venues, all of that kind of stuff as well. So /access is kind of where anything to do with access information would be found. We have our own venue, which is called The Hub, which is just underneath the castle. And it can sometimes be a bit tricky to get to evening performances at The Hub because of at the Edinburgh Castle, they have the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, and that there's a road closure in place because of that. And because we can't get door-to-door drop-offs in cars or taxis because of this road closure, we offer a shuttle service within the road closure to bring people directly to the door outside our venue, because we are on a hill, there's lots of cobble streets, there's lots of people, and that might be a barrier to some people. So if you're interested in anything at The Hub, when you're looking on the website or whatever, do check out our Access Shuttle page as well.
Well, thank you so much, Callum Madge, Access Manager at the Edinburgh International Festival, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.